This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. A new Marquette Law School poll shows the Republican primary for Wisconsin governor is very close between candidates Tim Michaels and Rebecca Clayfish, with GOP contenders Kevin Nicholson and Tim Ramthan 15 to 20 percentage points behind. The poll also shows a potentially close contest between the Republican nominee and Democratic incumbent Tony Evers in November. The survey of about 800 registered voters was conducted late last week and early this week. The poll's margin of error for primary elections is about plus or minus 6%. It's the first Marquette poll to include Michaels, a business owner who didn't get into the race until late April, but has since been endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Marquette pollster Charles Franklin says there are probably a couple reasons why Michaels is now basically tied with former Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Clayfish at just over 25 percentage points.
One is that he steps in and fills some kind of void in the Republican primary. If you look at that nearly 50% undecided, now down to a third, there were folks that certainly came on board. And I don't think we want to discount a multi-million dollar advertising campaign that lets someone step in and pay for a whole lot of ads that really do move voters.
Evers is unopposed in the Democratic primary, so the Marquette poll also looked at potential matchups between the incumbent and the four main Republican contenders after the August 9th primary. The results show Evers with slight leads over Clayfish, Michaels, and Nicholson, and a large lead over Ramthan. Franklin says right now Evers is holding on to almost all Democrats and is doing slightly better than Republicans with independent voters. But the pollster says one concern for Evers is that Republicans appear to be more enthusiastic about voting this year, and that could affect turnout.
So if you had only very enthusiastic voters at this point, that would flip this from a small Evers advantage to an even smaller Clayfish advantage.
Franklin says Michaels and Nicholson could also narrowly defeat Evers in a low turnout general election. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.